5:26 South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, today is the 5th of Muharram, 1445. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 5th of Muharram 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we commence and begin a new chapter, a new surah, Suratul Qasas. This chapter was revealed while the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Makkah Mukarramah. It is chapter number 28 and it comprises 88 verses. What is the meaning of qasas? Qasas means stories and narratives. So primarily Almighty Allah is going to inform us about Moses and Pharaoh, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam and Fir'aun. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Moses peace be upon him, was dark in complexion, had sheepish hair, like the African you see, and Almighty Allah is honoring, elevating his rank and status, and you find his Nami Nami Ismigrami honorable name is mentioned the most amongst all the prophets and messengers 136 times. So therefore we should understand. Now why does Almighty Allah mention this incident so often in the Noble Quran? Because there will always be a conflict between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. And to give tasalli and pacify and console, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him, all this opposition you are facing from the idol worshippers, from the Jews, the Christians, non-Muslims, remember that is the sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah, that there always will be opposition to the truth, and people find it very difficult to accept. They find it unpalatable and unacceptable. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, who is very, very gracious, very merciful. So these words are known as al-huruful muqatta'at, the broken letters. The meaning is a mystery. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Only Almighty Allah knows the meaning. And remember, why did Almighty Allah reveal it then? So it is a challenge to humanity, to all the Arabs and the linguists and people who have mastered the Arabic language, that you bring a replica of the Noble Quran. You bring a replica of 10 surahs and 10 chapters, and then the ultimate and final challenge, all this enshrined and mentioned in the Noble Quran. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ أَبْدِنَا. If you have doubt what we have revealed piecemeal to the Prophet Muhammad, our beloved servant, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَتُوا بِسُرْهِ suratin min misli, then you produce a replica of one surah, one chapter, comprising three verses. That is the final challenge, at-tahaddi. In Arabic we say, surah 2, chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. Till today nobody was successful, and in future also nobody will be successful. So that is what makes the Quran Sharif the greatest miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for all times, all places, all situations and circumstances. Tilka ayatul kitabil mubin. These are the verses of the book. Which book? The Quran Sharif. Mubin, which makes things manifest and clear. So ayatul kitabil mubin. Natlu alayka. Almighty Allah is one and alone and unique. Almighty Allah uses the plural, the royal pronoun, a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping his majesty, authority, sovereignty. Therefore, plural is used. All of you in the universe cannot do that. Only I can do that. Natlu alayka. We recite to you, Ya Rasulallah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min naba'i Musa wa Fir'aun, the important events, incident, news that took place with Musa and Moses, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for him as well, wa Fir'auna, and for the Pharaoh. Bilhaqi, and truthfully, no addition, no omission, no hasbara, no propaganda, jutlas, haramish, keep on using the hasbara, the propaganda, liqawmi yu'minun, for a people who have faith and conviction. So this one side is the Pharaoh, other side is Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and his brother Harun, Aaron. His nami, ismigrami, honorable name is mentioned 20 times in the Noble Quran. So they don't have an army, they don't have arms, they don't have weapons, nothing. Inna Fir'auna ala fil ardi. The Pharaoh, he exalted himself on this earth. The Pharaoh is a similar example of what the Israeli government was to do. Bibi Netanyahu dying in hospital, maybe, we don't know. He got a pacemaker. We make dua, his condition get worse. And then you must remember, you got Ben-Gvir, Imar. So you got this right-wing terrorist, remember. And you got Smotrich and them. So they want to change everything there. And remember, that will change Israel from a democracy into a ten-pot dictatorship. And they never had democracy for the Palestinians, but for the Jutlas also the democracy will be gone. So inna Fir'auna ala fil ard. So the Pharaoh exalted himself on this earth. He became a ten-pot dictator, and so much pride and arrogance, he said he is divinity in the form of humanity. He said he is God himself. Allah, Allah forbid. Wa ana rabbukumul a'la, he said. So, وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا. He was playing politics with the people. He made the people of Egypt into various groups. You are this group, you are this group. You see, divide and rule. So he started all this. The British and them mastered it. يَسْتَدْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ. And he made one group of them very, very weak. يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ, slaughtering their sons. Does this not resonate with the Palestinians? What the Jutlas, Haramis, cursed nation is doing? Every day, every second, third day, every week, murder, massacre somebody, some people, and they say democracy. So يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ, they slaughter their sons. وَيَسْتَحْيِ نِسَاءَهُمْ, and they leave their women alive. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. These were the mischief makers, troublemakers. So we'll leave it there and continue tomorrow, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us take you across the world with the news, views and interviews locally, nationally, globally. First place, obviously, Israel, occupied Palestine. That's the proper name, Al-Ardul Muhtalla. So these squatters, these terrorists entered there, Palestine, 75 years ago, and now everything is reaching, remember, that imploding in Israel. So Israel was debating yesterday the controversial reform, and today the voting will take place this afternoon or evening or tonight, go into tomorrow. The next 24, 30, 36 hours will make or break Israel. So remember that we say the haramis, majority of them are terrorists, and majority of them, remember, got no brains. All that is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 59. Verse 14:14, Quran Sharif says, Ba'asuhum baynahum shadid. The fighting and arguing among themselves is very severe. Tahsabuhum jami'aw wa qulubuhum shatta. And you think they are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. Zalika bi'annahum qawmul la yaqilun. They are the world, they are a nation that got no brains and no intelligence. The world is seeing, remember, who the real terrorists and super terrorists are, and so forth. So yes, we're very happy, let Israel implode. So the protest carried on for 3 days, and today also will carry on. Record amount of crowd, hundreds of thousands of people marching in different weeks, 29 consecutive weeks. If you take all that, is millions of people marching. So Herzog, Ishaq Herzog, he's the president. He goes to meet Bibi Day in the hospital because they say it's an emergency, and for this guy he got such a shock, his heart stopped working properly, so now they inserted and placed a pacemaker in him, and he says he will be back there to vote, you see, because there are people that are totally, remember, want to remain in power. All this is done for what? For three reasons. Bibi Netanyahu does not want to go to jail, and Israel does not have a constitution, and the people who can safeguard the people in a country are the Supreme Court. They say remove the Supreme Court's power and we will dictate, so they will stay in power as long as they want to. Bibi stays out of jail and they can murder and steal and occupy more and more land of the Palestinians. That are these haramis, subhuman, barbaric people, remember that. And you can quote me anywhere, remember that, in the world. Greece, 19,000 people evacuated. Remember the rain, the floods and the heat, everything hitting them same time. So they deserve it also. You must remember, these are the same people, European Union and so forth, supporting Israel. Did they not murder our people in Iraq? Did they not go to Afghanistan and so forth? So we must not forget all these things. We have no sympathy for them. Remember these things. Putin says, Africa, you don't worry. We're having a bumper crop and harvest this year, and the African leaders, 49 countries, will be coming to St. Petersburg during the course of the week, and Putin will give them one sweetener. Don't worry. I won't give these whiteys grain. I'll give you Africans grain. I'll give you free of charge. I will give it to you at discount prices. They all will go smiling, remember, from there. Putin knows how to play. He says, I won't come to South Africa. I'll give my speech from Moscow. Then who can stop me? So yes, Putin, you give your wonderful speech. Sudan, 100 days, it's getting on. Remember the fighting. Unabated. And what happens? Millions of people have been now removed from their homes, and they are homeless in this sense that you have to go from here to there like Bedouins and so forth. Thousands of people killed. Why? Because America poked its ugly nose in the affairs of Russia and Sudan. Anything you want to know, why is the conflict? Why is the conflict in Palestine? Because squatters came in. They murdered, they got murdered, they say, there in Germany and so forth. But the people in Palestine must suffer the consequences. Now, how do you justify that? I'm asking you. Britain takes somebody else's land and gives it to a third party. So how you justify all these things here? And then you have the gangs there, Irgun gang, and you have the Haganah gang, the Stern gang, massacring and murdering the Palestinians. And you come tell me about democracy. South Africa and South African passport holders, remember you can visit 106 countries with a visa free, meaning that that country you don't need visa, or you'll get visa on arrival and so forth. So that's good at least. Now see the difference between South Africa and New Zealand. Difference between the first world and the third world and fourth world. South Africa will fit in the third world, fourth world. New Zealand, a minister. So they arrested him because he was drunk and he was driving. And he resisted and desisted arrest and so forth. So now he resigned. In South Africa, they won't resign. They will suspend them and they'll get full pay. How many times it has happened? Politicians, ministers, this one, that one in the past, that we know he's guilty. You must remember, but they'll say, no, he's suspended. And he'll get full pay, sitting on his laurels and collecting money. So that's the sign of a third world, fourth world country. Habib Overseas Bank to be liquidated. You Pal brothers, sisters, who put money there, I don't know if you'll get your money. So you better discuss that with them. Maybe they'll tell you some compromise and so forth. But yesterday the news broke also that definitely they are going to liquidate them. Pre-street, big problems there. Imagine the people's shops, the people's houses, the people's businesses, garages, all these type of things. How must they do business? They say, no, we're not sure. There's gas and so forth and so forth. So one side the Zamas are busy, it seems. One side the politicians are busy that who must get the credit and so forth. If you ask me, it's a sign of a hopeless, useless government, whether you call it local, provincial or national. Remember, so many days already, Wednesday this happened, until today people don't know. The people who are really directly affected, they say it is worse than the lockdown we had in 2020, 27 March. Remember those dates there. Spain has a hung parliament, remember, so they might even have to go for another election if no one can form a government, a coalition government, the right wing or the left wing. And remember, yesterday we sent out Nasiha, 2,800. Today will be Insha'Allah Aziz, 2,801. All this, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. This is the wasila, the barakah of Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I must thank my brother, Maulana Ahmad Dokrat, Hafidhullah. It was 2015 December, we were in Cape Town. And he said, please, you must do something. So I told him, but I'm not savvy. I don't understand all the social, you know, all this things that go on. And so media and Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, me, I'm a simple Simon person, you know. So media savvy and this savvy and all these things, yeah. Said, just send me the recording and I will do the rest. Allah Jalla Wala grant his father, Uncle Suleiman Dokra, Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Ta'ala grant all our marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. Inshallah Aziz, today, Maulana Zahid Khan and myself, 8:30 to 9, we will continue discussing Iran and Tehran, inshallah. Yesterday, I sent out to you, thousands of people, my trip to Iran. I know there are some people who apply. Requested they want to join our groups. Maybe I missed your name somewhere, some people. You know, I was traveling all this time here, there, Witbank, and then Middleburg, and then Uchis, and then Lens, and so forth. So I was very, very busy. So those of you who are still not on the group, and you want to be on the group, then just send me a message again today. I have some time this morning, and we will include you, inshallah. 071-888-1184 071-888-1184. And then inshallah between 1 and 2 we'll have tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran, 2 to 2:30 the report back, and that will be trip to Witbank, and then we'll speak about the other places as well, inshallah. And then tonight live Q&A with Mona Arafat and myself, inshallah, inshallah Aziz. Tonight between 8 and 10, and make dua, you Muslims, Allah must dismantle the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. I've got Sister Pravani. She says, good morning to you, sir. we work so hard for what we own. The government has approved people moving into people's houses if it is left vacant for more than 2 weeks. Can we protest against this law? Sister Pravani, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I don't think it's a law passed already, my sister. So what you need to do is don't just believe what you read on social media. You know you get a lot of rumors and a lot of propaganda and so forth. My sister Pravani, it is concern for everybody, obviously. People have vacant land, people have vacant houses, and so forth and so on. So you must contact your legal eagle, people who are in the field there. They understand the law and they understand all the consequences and so forth and so on. Then obviously if that is going to become a law, then that will be, remember, a recipe for disaster. Then you will find court case, court case, court case, and they will have so many problems. See, the government said that about Putin and that all that was classified. Then the politicians went to court and then the government lost and then they had to reveal it, expose it, so they make themselves laughing stocks and so forth. So if a thing like this happens, definitely the parties and politicians will take it to court, Supreme Court, and they will take it to Constitutional Court. So I don't think that it has been passed already, my sister, but it is cause for concern. Contact your legal eagles and they will tell you and give you more information.
I've got Jimmy. He says, why doesn't the U.S. supply arms to Palestinian people to fight Israel? And why does she continue supporting brutal Israeli forces? Shame on you, the so-called superpower. Jimmy, Ustad.
Very well said, my brother Jimmy. Now at least America, after 75 years of apartheid and terrorism, are waking up. Not all of them, some of them. So some of them said, we must cut the military aid and decrease the military aid to Israel. Some said, we must not give them so much finances and material support. But majority of them are refusing to accept, whether it's Democrats or whether it's Republicans, that Israel is an apartheid regime. So remember that these are not politicians, these are intellectual prostitutes. You must remember that. You can buy them off, go study their life history, the Jewish lobby and AIPAC and all these things here. Go ask them before they became politicians how much they had in their account, and after they became politicians how much they got in their account, and how many times have they visited Israel, how much money has gone to this way and that way, to and fro. So it's all to do with money and influence and so forth. And these Arab tanpot dictators, hopeless murtads, ghaddar, traitors, most of them not even Muslim. So remember that Europe and America and all of them, they will definitely support Israel to cause, you must remember, disunity in the rank and file of the Muslims. And that is why Israel was created. Biden today is telling BB, don't rush into it and so forth. But go study Biden's life and he will tell you, if this Israel falls, we will create another Israel. So that is what he said. You can go check it up. So this is why, because of their hatred for Islam and Muslims. Chapter 61, verse number 8, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their aim now and in the future is to extinguish the effulgence and the radiance of Islam and the voice, you must remember, of Islam with their mouths and their media and TV and crooked politicians. The more they try, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ, Almighty Allah lets his radiance and effulgence spread throughout the world. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ, although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. If I ask you, my brother Jimmy, fair and square question, that which religion is growing the fastest? America, Europe, wherever. The synagogues, they're selling them. I was in Witbank now. So the Jutlas ran away and they even sold their synagogue. Yeah. Christians don't speak about it. How many churches today we have made into mosques and so forth. So it's all dying, remember. The only religion that is there for the salvation of humanity is Islam, my brother Jamil.
Allahu Akbar. I see Sister Laura. She says, aka it's Laura here. Why is the Trinity incompatible with Judaism if it says God is one but in three persons? Laura, Ustad.
So I'm asking you, my sister Laura, if you tell your son, your beloved daughter, 8, 10 years old, 1 is equal to 3, and 3 is equal to 1, so what will he or she tell you? Look at it from this perspective. What did the original gospel teach? What did the original Injil teach? That gospel that was revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, 25 times, his name and nami, honorable name, is mentioned in the noble Quran, Isa, which means to be fair in complexion, to be a leader. His honorable mother, Sayyidah Maryam, Mary the Virgin, so Mary, Maryam's name is mentioned 34 times in the noble Quran. Chapter 19 is dedicated to her. She is the only honorable lady whose name is mentioned explicitly in the Quran. No other lady's name is mentioned. So my sister Laura, so understand that the whole Christianity has been hijacked. Hijacked by who? By a jutla. Always the jutlas are there at the back, remember that. They are the mufsideen, the mischief makers, troublemakers. So there was a guy, his name was Saul. So Saul saw a dream and he became Paul. And Paul told them that, you know what? This is not 100% right. It's supposed to be like this, it's supposed to be like that. And they were masters in lying. And so like today, if you take Bibi Netanyahu, a serial liar, remember that. So very similar to that, you got Saul who became Paul, and he brought about all this Trinity and all these things in Christianity. So therefore, you don't have true Christianity today. Today your Pope is Francis. Who was before him? Benedict. Benedict said that in German language, that this Christianity is false. It's not the true religion. So which is the true religion? Islam. You better resign. So they got him to resign. First time a Pope resigns in over 600 years. You get in the drift now, my sister? Second one, the jutlas, the haramis. They say they believe in Moses and the Torah. They don't believe. Majority of them are secular Jews and they hate Judaism. They will only use it when they get married or in their death and, you know, certain rituals. But on the whole, you think a jutla will listen to the Torah, or that you can't use electricity, you can't use your car, you can't use your plane on a Saturday? You think they're going to listen? They'll say, go to hell, we're not interested in this. And you must remember that they wanted to assassinate, and they tried their level best to assassinate Jesus, peace be upon him. They tried their level best to assassinate Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are by and large baby killers and murderers of prophets and messengers. Fariqan kazzabtum wa fariqan taqtulun. They murdered the prophets and messengers, and others they rejected them. And all this is enshrined in the noble Quran. Who murdered Zakat? Who murdered John the Baptist? No one else but the Jutlas. So therefore, among themselves, they have big battles raging on. The thing that keeps them binded is their enmity, hatred for Islam and Muslims.
I see Derek says, so why did the people ruin South Africa? It is now a basket case. Derek, who's that?
You see, my brother Derek, you don't study history. Therefore, you can't understand the geography and so forth and so on. You must go back to all the videos, go back to all the incidents. When CODESA was taking place, talks about talks, before the South African democracy started in 94. So what were they discussing? One side you had the Nets, you must remember you had the Clerk and you had the Rolf Meyer and you had this guy and this guy. On the other side you had Cyril and you had Thabo, and Mandela was more interested in just bringing the people together and so forth. If you think I'm talking nonsense, go and ask. You must remember Khafal Laka Ronnie. So Ronnie Castles, they used to call him Khafal Laka Ronnie, you see, because you must remember Ronnie used to give the Jutlas good hiding and expose them properly. And so he's still living, Ronnie Castles. So go ask him. He said the mistake the ANC made was we just wanted political freedom. We did not really focus on economic freedom. And then when Mandela came out, the 2 hours where he was before he delivered that speech in Cape Town, so he met the kings of South Africa. You know, the guys who did, they showed him Mr. Mandela, if you want, every one of the elite of ANC will become a millionaire. And remember this, that this is how, don't touch the banks, don't touch the mines, and don't nationalize anything, and so forth. And that was their policy initially, remember that. And secondly, now you see the rich getting richer and the poor getting. I'm asking you, my brother, my sister, 30 years almost since democracy, 9 months time, 10 months time, you're having elections. So you must remember in 2024. So the ordinary Joe in the street, what did he benefit? I'm asking you. The African guy, the colored guy, the Indian guy in the street, what did he benefit? Absolutely nothing. You must remember that. It's the upper class, the elite, they became multi-millionaires, multi-billionaires. Triple C, my brother. ANC times CCC. C for crime. C for corruption. C for cadre deployment. That is what you are seeing now, my brother.
I see Jacko, he says, Munir AK, who you think was the best president in South Africa in your eyes? Which president gave his life for we South Africans? Jacko, who's that?
Niemand, Munir Jacko. Almal van hulle sit net al die geld. And hulle mag, you understand? So you must remember he's asking that who's the best one. So you can't come tell me, I know from Verhoerd, Foster, P.W. Botha, and then we had the clerk. I can't say they are good. They called us coolies. They made for us coolidorp. And they told us, hey, coolie, gaan naar die coolidorp too. I was very happy. I was a simple young boy. I was not even mature. I'm saying, Daddy, Mommy, we got a new house, we got a new shop. But when I saw the tears coming out, then I realized what had happened. You must remember that we were naive, remember. We had an impressionable age and so forth. Then we realized the brutality of the apartheid regime of the whites, remember that. And what they did to the blacks, what they did to the coloreds, what they did to the Indians. No coolie, no non-whites and no dogs allowed. You think I can forget all that? We can't forget all that. And then we had hopes for the aspirations of a new democracy. But I, with Allah's help, alhamdulillah, I knew they can't make it. They can't run government. You must remember that. Because you must remember, you have too many people with vested interests. So therefore, I told you 1,000 times now, I never voted ANC and I never will vote. South Africa is a disaster case. We never had a president who would stand for justice for everybody. We never head there. Don't fool ourselves.
I've got a new listener, brother Shane. He says he's got one question for you, AK. He says, I understand why Israel is so hard on Hamas, but how come Israel is hard on the West Bank? What did the Palestinians do in West Bank to deserve Israeli military occupation? Brother Shane, we start.
So, I'm asking you, you say, you're not saying that they are justified. You say that they understand. So, I'm asking you, Brother Shane, somebody comes to you with an AK-47 and tells you better move out from this house of yours, double story, single story, and move into the outbuilding, otherwise we'll blow your brain box out and take your children and kill them. What you will do? So your policy brings about the resistance. If you know the acronym of Hamas, it means the resistance movement. If Mandela and them were resistant, and initially they were called terrorists and then called freedom fighters. So what makes it different for Hamas, you must remember, you came and you made the biggest prison in the world. 16 years, 70 years, you control the air, you control the ground, you control the water, you control the gas, you control the electricity, you can switch off when you feel like. If I'm there, I also will take the gun and shoot any jutla comes in my way. So one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So now is their greed, remember. What is the quality of the jutlas, the politicians, majority of them, their greed is greed. Just to steal and steal. And if you think I'm talking nonsense, go and read. You must remember yesterday's Haaretz. PB, take everything, take everything. So that is what they wrote there. And that will become, remember, the catalyst for Israel to be wiped off the world, map of this world. Among themselves, it's going to civil war, inshallah. One Jutla murders another Jutla, we're very happy. If another one Jew kills a Jew, we're very happy in Israel. How we're very happy Putin can send the whole Ukraine to hell. It don't matter much to us. Ukraine are the people who said, Zelensky and them, oh Israel, finish up the Palestinians. So what the hell we have to worry about them, I'm asking you. So remember, that is the story. Okay, our time is up. 6 o'clock news. You must remember with Brother Suleiman Esop, and then the Fajr Adhan, and then Moana Khalid Yaqub. Inshallah, the report back will be our trip to Witbank and Middleburg, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.